Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Just recently, I came across a written testimony from one of our CEF local chapters in Illinois that greatly encouraged my heart, and I wanted to share it with you today. It's about the impact of the gospel in a child's life that had a ripple effect that reached out to his own family members and even others for Christ. It's a story about a little boy named Dakota and the obedience of a Christian neighbor who said yes to God in holding a week-long five-day club, a summer ministry outreach in her home for the children in her neighborhood. What I'm going to read to you is the actual written testimony from Ruth Stacy, the five-day club hostess, who opened up her home as an entrance for the gospel in her community. Ruth shares, "Sometime during the summertime, I was approached and we were asked if we could host a five-day club in our yard. I hesitated to agree because our family was so new to the neighborhood. We had not yet met or built a rapport with many of the families around us. And as a mother, I would be leery to entrust my children to someone I didn't know," she said. "So I hesitated to ask some of the neighbors to do the same. I prayed about it and then realized, despite the drawback, I should go ahead with hosting and just leave the results to God. To promote the club, my daughter and I distributed flyers throughout the neighborhood, and also we had it printed in our church's bulletin. Our pastor even announced it from the pulpit. And on the first week of the five-day club announcement at church, Larry and his young grandson, who lived with him, they came and visited at our church and they heard it. Their ears perked up at the prospect of a summer kids club that little Dakota could attend. Sure enough, Dakota and other children, they came to the club. On the first day when Jack, the CEF summer missionary, gave the invitation to trust in Christ alone for salvation, Dakota leaped to his feet. He ran over to pray with Jack, and Dakota that day was gloriously born again. We all joined in heaven's angels in rejoicing at what God had done. Dakota and his grandpa then became very faithful attenders at church," Ruth shares. She said then a couple months afterwards, after the club was over, Dakota approached the pastor about being baptized to witness of his new faith in Christ. The Sunday morning of his baptism, his grandpa attended, as usual, along with Dakota's mom, his uncle, and his grandpa's lady friend. There they all heard the sweet gospel message and saw one of God's new children testifying of salvation as faith alone in Christ. As a result of that service, Ruth said, Grandpa's friend Elsie began coming to church regularly. Several months then went by, and then Ruth went up to Elsie, and she asked if she too was a believer in Christ. And Elsie's eyes filled up with tears, and her face lit up as she said, "I finally got saved on St. Pat's Day. I've listened to the pastor talk about it, and I finally surrendered at the age of 81. I'm now right with God and no longer afraid to die. And it all started with Dakota." Elsie's eyes weren't the only ones filled with tears that day. Ruth said, "Mine repeatedly pool up even to this day when I recall how utterly gracious the Lord was to use my feeble willingness to host a club, a faithful summer missionary to give the gospel, and childlike faith in the hearts of a young boy and an 81-year-old lady to become children of God. He is so faithful." Wow, what a powerful story. It all happened when one person said yes to God to host a neighborhood outreach in her home for 1 week of the summer. Right now, we are gearing up for our summer five-day club ministry, and we're looking for people, just like Ruth, to open their homes to have a gospel outreach to the children in their neighborhood. And today, to help us to understand more about five-day clubs, I have here my friend and my coworker, Jill Hostetler, who's also my assistant, the Assistant State Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship, who oversees the five-day clubs in the local ministry here in this area. So, Jill, it's so great to have you on the program today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be back.
You know, I know that you just love the summer ministry, but for those of you that may not understand when we say a five-day club, exactly what a five-day club is, what would you say to them? What is a five-day club, and where are five-day clubs located at?
Well, it's an hour and a half program, and that is 5 days in a row. So it is Monday through Friday, and it lasts an hour and a half, and it's just an outreach for the children in the community. So a host might say, "I have a lot of kids in my neighborhood and I want to reach out with the gospel," and God has burdened them. So they call us, and we have trained high school and college age students that go and get trained at our training school, like you were talking about, and they're the teachers. And so it's a really easy thing for those people to reach out. And so we schedule these five-day clubs, and the summer missionaries travel around, and they're really high energy. You know, of course, they have the Bible lesson, which is, you know, the main component, but we add in games. We have memory verse, fun songs, review games, missionary stories. Many of the kids come back day after day for the missionary stories. They are so captivating. We always, you know, leave off with a cliffhanger. So it's a really fun, exciting thing. But each and every day, the most important thing about the five-day club is the gospel. Each and every day, the gospel is clearly presented through that Bible lesson, and we give that opportunity for the children to respond to the gospel message.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, because when I was a child, I grew up in five-day clubs in Ohio, and I loved the missionary story. I know the Bible lesson you're supposed to say is the most important, and it is, and the gospel absolutely is, and of course, that's where life change takes place, but you know what? I just love those missionary stories. But I was wondering, is all these five-day clubs, is it just at churches? Where are these locations at? Where all do we have five-day clubs?
Well, that is the great thing about five-day clubs, is really they can be held anywhere. You can have them in your backyard. You can have them in your home. You can have them at a neighborhood park, a community center, daycare. You can have them in the church, and they work well. And some churches like to do that in place of a VBS. But they really can be anywhere. And that's the wonderful thing, is that the five-day club is designed to be, you know, a VBS basically that can travel, that can go anywhere. And so we see them in some, you know, very creative places. But anywhere you can gather children, you can have a five-day club.
Oh, I see. Well, that's exciting. Have you actually seen some churches maybe who may opt for having a five-day club instead of a, you know, traditional VBS?
Yes, there are many times, you know, usually in a smaller church, maybe they've been trying to do VBS, or, you know, the people have a burden to reach out, but they don't have a lot of people that are really able to put it all together, because a VBS takes a lot of work. You know, it takes a lot more, you know, people and volunteers, where a five-day club is very simple for a church to do, because we already provide the teachers and they're trained, and we bring all of our, you know, games, and we do, like, we call them high octane games. They're just fun, energetic outdoor games, and we bring all the equipment. We have our teaching, we bring a CD player, you know, for our songs. And so basically the churches, you know, they can add on a craft, they can make it their own. But if they just use the basic 1.5 hour program, they're just providing, you know, they're just getting the invitations out, getting the word out, and providing the snack. So it is a really great option for some churches.
So is there any cost to this? If like a church would like to do this, or a person wants to say, hey, I want you to come over to my house, or I want to, you know, this community center, or there's a trailer park over here, or a park. I mean, does it cost, or how does that all work?
Yeah, the exciting thing is it's free. And people sometimes wonder, free? Yeah. Well, we do get people to help support this ministry, and we do raise money just for five-day clubs. The summer missionaries all raise support. So, you know, we try to raise as much support as possible, but many of those hosts are generous and will give us gifts just out of the kindness of their heart, just out of their generosity. But absolutely, it's free. And that's the great thing, is that if somebody doesn't have a lot of money, and, you know, a church doesn't have much, we'll still come and do it. And the Lord has provided each and every year. So that's exciting to see.
It is. And it absolutely should be free, because the gospel is free, because that's, it's a free gift given to us by God. And so we're just excited what God has done, and also how we're just so thankful for the Lord, how he provides for this ministry. And just today we just received a check, and it was written for your five-day club ministry. And that's how God does it, so that we can go out and we can share the gospel message. Now, just kind of, is the five-day clubs just here in central Illinois? Or can you kind of give us some, like, where all are we traveling to, or I should say, are you guys traveling to this summer?
Yeah. Well, because we work out of the state office, you know, there are other chapters around the area that have their own summer missionaries that cover their area. But the state office is a little bit unique in that there are parts of Illinois that do not have a chapter. And so we try to service those areas with five-day clubs. And the summer missionaries always love traveling. They always think that's really fun. So we do have some weeks where we'll be going. We primarily are in the Peoria, Washington, Eureka, Bloomington area is where we have scheduled, but we do have some that are more a team is going to go and travel and, you know, stay the night in different areas as well that are a little bit farther. But we also have a club in Lincoln. We're doing some there. Springfield is another area that people are traveling to. So,
and I think also I heard that we're going to Hillsboro. And also Colchester and Granite City and I think a place called Greenville. Or I mean, it's just, it's really neat to see how God just keeps adding and I should say stretching.
Right, exactly.
In fact, I think we just had a meeting yesterday in my office like, okay, now how are we going to do all this?
Right, exactly.
But you know what? It's God's ministry. And so we just want to be on board with him. You know, Jill, you've been doing this for a long time. Actually, I think this is 15 years for you now serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Do you think that this is an effective ministry why do you think it's an effective ministry? And I've also heard you say that summertime is your favorite time. Why is that?
Yeah, well, first of all, to answer your first question, I think 5-day club program is such an effective ministry. You know, it is not threatening to have something at your local park. And a lot of times parents will allow their children to come, you know, just for that hour, an hour and a half. And those children clearly hear the gospel. You know, CEF has such wonderful training, you know, and being able to have sat underneath so many people and just learning so much from them, I just think CEF does it well. You know, they know how to share the gospel and train others to do that. And so it's so effective. These children are ripe. They are ready to receive the word of God. Many of them have not yet heard the gospel or heard much about God at all. And so that you have a captive audience 5 days in a row. We make sure it's fun. So the kids want to come back every day. So that's exciting. And I do love the summer ministry. You know, it's that time that God really, you know, got a hold of me and just showed me that he wanted me to give my life to him, that he wanted me to give him everything. And so every summer that comes along, it's just to see the summer missionaries go out. I might be more of an office worker. I do teach some clubs, but I'm indoors. But just to see how God is using them and how they can be his mouthpiece and see these children come to know the Lord, it's just such a neat experience. And so every summer, you know, I'm reminded of what God did, and God continues to, you know, it's like a rededication almost every summer is, you know, remembering. I always take some time to remember and just talk to God about, thank you, you know, for putting me in this ministry. And it's just a time for me to kind of renew my call and why I do what I do. So yeah, I absolutely love the summer ministry.
I think it's so neat because, you know, you and I have been here for a while now. Mm-hmm. I've been here 16 and you've been here 15 years. And we have actually seen students come up through the ranks, so to speak, as CYIA. And now we have students that are on staff serving alongside us. So it's just really neat to see exactly what you're saying. It's not only a dynamic, effective, life-changing for the children, but also for those who minister to. If someone's out there listening and they were interested in hosting a 5-day club this summer, what should they do? How should they get in contact with you?
Yeah, that is very simple. You can call our office, and that is 688-9699, area code 309. Or you can even go online, cefofillinois.com. is the website, and you can click right through and find our contact information and book it. Yep, we have openings.
And if you can't remember that address, sometimes I can't, you know, Google is great. Just type in CEF Illinois and boom, it just pops right up. So yeah, get a hold of Jill and she'll be glad to help you and her team in setting up a 5-day club. And if you also have a summer missionary, it's not too late. Still, they can still serve with us. And so, Jill, I just want to thank you for being here today on the radio program and for sharing with us your heart for this ministry, especially the summer ministry through the 5-day club ministry. And for those of you who are listening, I want to ask you to do something in response to what you have just heard. We started out this program with a true story of how one person opened up their home to host a 5-day club was used of God to reach a little boy that also impacted his family, including an 81-year-old lady who also came to know Christ too. And it all started with a willing servant of the Lord saying yes to God and opening the door of her home for an entrance of the gospel. And we know that salvation is of the Lord from beginning to end, but it's also true that God wants others to hear the gospel through you, his people. What would God have you do this summer to share the gospel to the children and their families in your neighborhood? If Child Evangelism Fellowship can be a help to you or your church in any way, please give us a call because that's what we want to do. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.